the father superconscious. When this inner family is in alignment, a person is in rhythm with the divinity. With this balance, life begins to flow. Thus, Ho'oponopono helps restore balance in the individual first and then in all of creation. He went on to explain more about this amazing process. Ho'oponopono is really very simple. For the ancient Hawaiians, all problems begin as thought. But having a thought is not the problem. So what's the problem? The problem is that all our thoughts are imbued with painful memories, memories of persons, places, or things. The intellect working alone can't solve these problems, because the intellect only manages. Managing things is no way to solve problems. You want to let them go. When you do Ho'oponopono, what happens is that the divinity takes the painful thought and neutralizes or purifies it. You don't purify the person, place, or thing. You neutralize the energy you associate with that person, place, or thing. So the first stage of Ho'oponopono is the purification of that energy. Now something wonderful happens. Not only does that energy get neutralized, it also gets released, so there's a brand new slate. Buddhists call it the void. The final step is that you allow the divinity to come in and fill the void with light. To do Ho'oponopono, you don't have to know what the problem or error is. All you have to do is notice any problem you are experiencing physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever. Once you notice, your responsibility is to immediately begin to clean, to say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." As I researched Morna, even finding DVDs of interviews with her, I finally found the prayer she would say to heal people, whether she saw them or not. The liturgy, she said, went like this. Divine Creator, Father, Mother, Son as one. If I, my family, relatives, and ancestors have offended you, your family, relatives, and ancestors, in thoughts, words, deeds, and actions, from the beginning of our creation to the present, we ask your forgiveness. Let this cleanse, purify, release, cut all the negative memories, blocks, energies, and vibrations, and transmute these unwanted energies to pure light. And it is done. I wasn't sure how this unlocked the healing within someone, but I could see that it was based on forgiveness. Apparently Morna, and now Dr. Hu Lin, felt that by asking for forgiveness, we cleared the path for healing to manifest. What was blocking our well-being was nothing more than lack of love. Forgiveness opened the door to allow it back in. I found all of this fascinating. I wasn't sure how doing Ho'oponopono could help heal me, you, or the mentally ill. But I kept listening. Dr. Hu Lin went on to explain that we have to take 100% responsibility for our lives, all of it, no exceptions, no excuses, no loopholes. Can you imagine if we all knew we are 100% responsible? He asked. I made a deal with myself 10 years ago that I would treat myself to a hot fudge sundae, so huge it would make me sick if I could get through the day without having some judgment of someone. I've never been able to do it. I notice I catch myself more often, but I never get through a day. Well, now I knew he was human. I could relate to his confession. As much work as I've done on myself, I still get rattled by people or situations that I wish would be different. I'm far more able to tolerate most things that come my way in life, but I'm also far from being totally loving in every situation. But how do I get that across to people that we are each 100% responsible for our problems? He asked. If you want to solve a problem, work on yourself. If the problem is with another person, for example, just ask yourself, what's going on in me that's causing this person to bug me? People only show up in your life to bug you. If you know that, you can elevate any situation and you can release there. How? It's simple. I'm sorry for whatever's going on. please forgive me. Dr. Hulin went on to explain that if you are a massage therapist or chiropractor and someone comes to you with back pain, the question to ask is, what's going on inside of me that shows up as this person's back pain? This is a head-spinning new way of looking at life itself. It probably explains, in part, how Dr. Hulin was able to heal all those mentally ill criminals. He didn't work on them. He worked on himself. He went on to explain that at heart we are all pure, with no programs or memories or even inspirations. That's the zero state. There are zero limits there. But as we live, we catch programs and memories, much like some people catch a cold. We aren't bad when we catch a cold, but we have to do whatever it takes to clean it. Programs are the same. We catch them. When we see them in another, we have it too. The way out is to clean. Dr. Hulin said, there is a way out of problems and disease for any individual willing to be 100% responsible for creating his or her life the way it is moment to moment. In the ancient Hawaiian healing process of Ho'oponopono, the individual petitions love to rectify errors within him. You say, I am sorry. Please forgive me for whatever is going on inside of me that manifests as the problem. Love's responsibility then is to transmute the errors within him that manifest as the problem. Dr. Hulin added, Ho'oponopono sees each problem not as an ordeal, but as an opportunity. Problems are just replayed memories of the past, showing up to give us one more chance to see with the eyes of love and to act from inspiration. Again, I'm forbidden to share the intimate details of the workshop. I'm serious. I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Mostly, it was to protect the privacy of the attendees. But I can